You're entering a realm which is unusual. Maybe it's magic or contains some kind of monster. The second one. Prepare to enter.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Good news, everyone!
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
I'm your host, Daniel, and I love that sweet, sweet ham.
Kevin, I need you to. Maybe I should give you the so you can tell when, so you can tell when it's like peaking extra hard.
Peaky blinders. Oh, okay. I am loud.
Yeah,
sorry.
I told you. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
I'm Willie.
I'm Daniel.
And we are a couple Peaky Blinders over here because we're using my little portable Zoom recorder.
I love this thing. It looks like the mix of a pager, a walkie-talkie, but it's in Star Wars.
That's pretty close. That's pretty accurate.
Like if I was Darth Vader, I'd have it on my chest plate.
Right.
Like, go blind me. Because everyone
peaky
in space.
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah, that was what I meant.
I have a question. Why do we have British accents when we're in space and there's no Britain?
Again.
not a Thumb Wars
England,
podcast.
England has colonized all of the galaxy, and that's why everyone speaks English. And
that's
English
not just
accent.
Our galaxy. That's a galaxy far, far away.
That's remember the theory I was telling you that England the English are actually a race of alien that are like parasites, and they just go from planet to planet, and it's like
drinking all the tea
and sucking up all the natural resources from every location they can find. Except for 1776 when they got their nuts punched.
When they got their nuts punched by a couple founding fathers.
Called Ulysses S. Samuel Jackson.
Ulysses H. Grant.
And Grover Franklin Washington.
And Grover, the one in the trash can.
Grover, you uncultured swine.
Oscar
the
Grover
Grouch.
Is blue.
Grover is blue and has a cocaine addiction.
Right. And maybe he did have a brief stint in a trash can, but only because of his
cocaine addiction. Mm-hmm. He had a pinky toenail that he used for coke.
Classic. And everybody knows about Grover's pinky toe coke toenail.
Just the thought of like being like Pilates and being able to like have the dexterity of like,
to, like
your
scoop up a little bit of cocaine
and you're like prehensile pinky toe that can like grab the dish, pull it over and like
it's like there's like a close up of like the pinky grabbing like a credit card, like chopping it up, putting it into a line.
Yes.
Like when people do those meme videos of like they do a slow motion kick like they're about to open a bottle, but then it zooms in. It's just a hand in a sock, like untwisting it.
I do love those. I have semi-dexterous toes.
Yeah, I can grab stuff.
Yeah.
I could grab like a pencil.
That's my favorite. Prehensile. It's such
I'm post-hensile.
I am so woke that my toes are post-hensile. Thanks.
We live in a... I'm just a post-hensile guy living in a pre-hensile world.
Okay, take it easy, Holden Caulfield. That would be Catcher
in the barley.
Catcher in the
pitcher
milled
in
oats.
The wheat.
Oh. Left fieldsman in the farro. Wait, do we ever figure out what...
Farina is?
Farina? Because besides Carly Farina?
It must be some
All right,
type
let's,
of gray.
Let's see if my girl can answer it. Hey, Siri. What's mm-hmm. Farina?
From Wikipedia, Farina is a form of milled wheat popular in the United States.
I don't think it's that popular.
I've never heard of it.
I've never.
And I've got my finger on the pulse.
Got my finger on the pulse of all things grain. Some people call me the grain guy. Some people call me the grain god.
Let it grain. That's what you always say.
Yeah. Have you heard that Lady Gaga song, Grain on Me? I wrote that. Have you heard of that?
It's grain in men.
That song by Rihanna, Umbrella. It's grain and grain.
Wait, umbrella. What else? What else?
Okay. What else we got? What
anyway, we got? Guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we don't. You will not be hearing any of your favorite soundboard sounds unless we imitate them with our mouth, because we are not on the computer on Riverside, in which we have the soundboard. Mm-hmm. We are live, in action, in person. I'm over at Petey's house, and we are using my beautiful Zoom recorder, which I don't use enough.
Yes, and my direct address is 6969 123 Pink Street. Apartment Infinity.
It's a penthouse.
It's a penthouse, and I have an infinity pool, so that's why they call it Apartment Infinity.
And the infinity pool is just the whole bay.
Yeah, and then I also own the apartment below me. It's apartment asterisk, and it's just a sex dungeon because an asterisk looks like a butthole.
I was actually thinking about that the other day.
Really?
How an asterisk looks like a little cartoon like butthole.
Like if you were to like show a dog or a cat walking from behind.
Exactly. You draw an asterisk, right? And that's like.
That reminds me.
I did specifically think of like a little cartoon cat.
Right. Yeah. Do you remember?
Do you remember
the 5th of November? No,
the 21st of September.
Which just happened. 6, 7, 8, 9 days ago. Do you remember that legendary day in third grade?
Legendary.
On the pink note card with your number or 0.5 mechanical lead. Because you always wrote with 0.5 mechanical lead. I'd use 0.7
because
I pushed it hard.
I've been a 0.5 guy my whole life.
Which is insane.
And then when I found out that they had pens, you can buy pens from Japan that are 0.28, I was like, I'm in.
I have a standard trimmer. B, you saw me drink caffeine today.
Yeah,
and I'm just
Daniel has always had the shakes, but smoking cigs and drinking too much caffeine.
Volumes of tea when I drink tea, maybe like once a month.
Daniel had 3 small cups of tea for at brunch this morning.
And I won't lie, I was having a very small anxiety attack on the ride back.
Really?
Oh yeah, I was like. What else? Let's keep talking.
Distract me. Right. I don't want to be alone with my thoughts.
Exactly. And then I came home and had 2 LaCroix, and I was like, okay, now it's finally filtering through.
So today we're going to cover season 5, episode 11, 300 Big Boys, an episode we've been looking forward to. It's one of the classics.
Is that a joke? Look at the difference between your nose and mine.
Daniel says... Daniel, let me borrow a notebook because I did not bring one today.
It is not a notebook. It is a, what is it called?
He gave
compound?
Me a, it's a graph. Graph paper.
And he's literally writing in the graph lines, and it's so small and eloquent, and mine literally looks like a.
The term chicken scratch
doesn't begin.
Always comes to mind when I think of Daniel's handwriting.
Hen scratchings.
Hen scratchings.
Yes, these are absolute hen scratchings. These are like...
Think about the classic doctor prescription note that is unreadable, and that's
and then
every
give that
word
doctor
that...
about 6 extra chromosomes and...
and severe skeletal muscular problems.
And then chop off about 4 fingers, and that's what it looks like.
Let's just say that my cocaine toe can write better than Daniel's.
Yes, that's true. My cocaine toe does not help with my shorthand. But yes, it's season 5, episode 11, 300 Big Bois.
And now this is a classic episode. This is where Earth conquers some sort of spider planet, and they take a bunch of like silken
Spidarians.
And they... basically, Nixon gives a tax return to everybody. So everybody gets $300. And it's kind of the episode is about each kind of different Planet Express person spending their $300 differently.
Which is a great premise, I think, because like $300 is such an interesting value at that. What was this, like 2004?
Yeah, 2004 or 5.
So that'd be like the equivalent of like $500 now, I would say, maybe.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, inflation.
Yeah, so like 500 bones, I would say, is a pretty like decent amount of spending power nowadays. But it's not enough to like change your life, right? Like,
right. It gives you a very solid. You could splurge on something, but it's not going to like make it easier to pay rent next month.
Right. I mean, it could depending on where you live. Like, if you're in Muncie, Indiana, you're like that's 6 months. But like, yeah, here it's like, okay, that's like a drop in the pool. But like,
and by the way, the reason that rent is so expensive is because we have a pool.
Right. Did you just hear
that? What was that? Was that Siri or something? Oh, was that the grinder sound? The way Daniel was like hiding a notification.
I really hope
I had to.
The mic caught that. Like, oh, I received a new photo.
I have seen memes where it's like, oh, my husband has that app.
Yeah. Oh, like, he's playing his games. He always wins when that sound goes off. Brr, brr, brr. But anyways, that amount of money, yeah. So it's like, it's interesting because when we got the
actual... Someone on Grindr heard that you have $300 and they're like, this guy's going to take me out to dinner.
We'll be having pork sausage.
A kielbasa.
Let's go with hot dog if I'm lucky.
A Vienna sausage.
I heard you're into Lil Weenies.
I prefer them crammed into a can and soaking in liquid.
briny. What was I saying?
Speaking of asterisks, don't hot dogs have a little asterisk on either end?
They do. I don't understand why cartoons always make it have that like little like flippy
tied casing.
Ew, yeah,
that's like, just like just if you, casing. It's like a balloon knot, but for the casing.
It's just it's unsavory. It's unchristian.
Well, it's gonna be savory because that's a savory sausage.
That is true. Sausage is so fucking good. Anyways, I digress. The $500 is funny because everyone has different, like, Professor is pretty much rich. Amy even says, I'm slightly richer. And like,
right, because she's famously a billionaire.
Right, Zoidberg's super poor. And then to the rest of the crew, it's kind of like, oh, this is a nice bump. What am I going to do with
it? Yeah, Leela immediately says, oh, I'm gonna go swim with a whale.
Which yeah.
We don't really have anything that says, like, why she wants to do that, right?
No, we don't have she is a known animal lover. Like
they call her the animal lover. Wait, when? How do? What, in what way is she a known animal lover?
Because she has Nibbler, and she's
oh, that's
like,
true. That's
she,
true.
When she goes to the other planet, she's like, "We need to save all the these Bigfoot. Creatures."
The poplars, the Bigfoot,
the poplars, okay, you're right, you're the right. Bigfoot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right. And when you're right, you're right.
And you,
you're always right.
Don't you forget it. But no, this is a really good episode. I think it's one of our stronger ones of the season. Not the strongest, but I do really like it.
You know what I'll say this? It doesn't necessarily have the most one-liners to me.
Yes.
As far as like really good one-liners, but the plot is really good. It's such a good original idea of like how
yeah,
you can
right.
show character development or not character development, characteristics through like what they would spend their money on. Like Kif is so generous. He's just all his money he wants to give towards Amy through like a date and like a gift. Whereas like Amy is self-centered and she like gets a talking tattoo.
Right. And then Fry decides to do something stupid and pointless with it.
Right. He as soon as someone says you, Amy says something like you could buy 100 cups of coffee. He's like, that's what I'll do.
And then immediately goes
and
turns around and goes to the vending machine.
Which
and buys one.
You know, you got to give him credit. He's a man of action.
That's true. He's a man of his word. He's a man of action. Action Jackson.
Action Jackson.
But before we get into the episode too far, should we do some good news?
Oh yes. Good news, everyone.
Acapella. Classic. My good news is that it's Fleet Week next week. And I'm very excited to see the Blue Angels. They're always so cool.
Oh, yeah. You love the Blue Angels.
I also looked it up. They don't cost that much.
Really?
It's $36 million a year for all their stuff they do.
That's actually not...
Out of
crazy.
Yeah. Out of like
because
a
every time you hear about fighter jets, they're always like... This $1 billion jet, and
right.
It's like, holy fuck.
Fuck, this single aircraft costs $1 billion to make. Like, think about how much you pay in taxes and how many times over you'd have to do that to get that jet. Like,
oh
that's
my
insane.
God. And that's what's always cringy to me, not in like a awkward way, but in like a yikes, that hurts my pocketbook way of like, when you hear that like a fighter jet, like recently during some training exercise, a guy had to eject and they couldn't find the jet. Something like that happened.
Oh.
And it's like, glad the guy's safe. He's alive and he's fine. But holy shit, that was like a $250 million plane.
Right, that we could like recover things from.
And like, well, and also you're like, that's $250 million that was for quote unquote defense of America.
Mm-hmm.
But like one, probably has never actually been in real combat.
Yeah.
And two, I mean, not that I want it to be. But two, it's like $250 million. Do you know how many people that could feed?
I'm
or
only
like
paying taxes in wartime.
Affordable housing. Right, right. Daniel has a staunch war tax paying.
Yes, I only want to profit and lose profit off of war. But yeah, I mean, I guess the point is to have a big enough one that no one fucks with you. So I guess that kind of makes sense. We haven't been fucked with for a while.
But now it's not going to be fucked with in the same way. It's going to be like, we're going to tank your economy.
And yeah.
And no number of missiles is going to fix that.
So now we need... So you're saying we need more economic missiles.
We need an economic missile such as really expensive popcorn at the baseball
game. Ooh, that is a missile. Or if we're thinking about China.
In China.
We could drive up the price of sesame oil.
Rice?
It's a little racist you to say, but yeah, sure.
Why is it less racist than sesame oil? Or more racist than sesame oil?
I think you know.
Well, I'm sure they have their own domestic production, and I don't know how much America's...
That's true. We probably import rice. There's a lot of rice grown in Texas, actually.
There's another state that, like Georgia or something like that has rice.
I think it has to grow in like a very like almost nearly tropical climate because it's like mainly in, I think, southern China.
China.
But I digress. Instead of talking about China's consumption economics, what's your good news?
My good news is that I've been doing a very good job at keeping myself disciplined and going for exercise.
Yeah.
Runs.
You were talking about that
like
earlier.
Such as and like...
in the U.S.
and like Iraq and like such as, but then my foot started hurting, and I'm one coming to terms with my mortality as a 31-year-old man, and bones are creaking.
We're soon to be 32.
I know.
I can't wait till the episodes where you're 32 and I'm 31 and I get to rub my youth.
The 3 weeks in between our birthdays.
I'm going to have to schedule like 8 podcasts in between just so I can use it.
Just so you can say that you're younger than me?
Please give me this. I really need it.
I need this right now.
So badly.
And so that's been good. It does. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like everybody always fucking says it. Exercise. And it's like, blah, blah, blah. And then you finally do it and you're like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Seriously.
Why didn't I have the discipline to do this sooner?
When I go work out, I feel so much better. And I'm like, oh, I live on top of a giant hill. I get exercise every day when I walk home. And I'm it's so different. Like when you like go and like even running a mile on the treadmill and doing like lightweight.
Make yourself sweat.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit. Okay.
Which, by the way, I sweat. A lot.
Same. I sweat an immense amount on my
girlfriend
back.
Always makes fun of me for it, but it's like all how like soak through my shirt. I was doing as an alternative to running, I recently just started doing a couple times this week. I did 2 5-minute sets of just like box steps where I just step up on a box, alternating legs.
Are you sure it's not dance? Like, I just think of the waltz. It's like the box step. One, two, three.
It's essentially the poor man's Stairmaster.
Oh.
If you will.
Okay, I see what you mean. But those are fucking hard. I bet your glutes are rock.
Well, right. If by rock you mean waterbed, then yes.
I mean, sometimes you need some cushion for the butt. Let me just say, having experienced both on Gentlemen that I am, how do I want to say this politely, putting it to?
Laying pipe.
Blasting with my
plumbers
sword.
my
plumbers out there get it, right, folks? Both have their value.
Oh, you mean soft versus firm?
Mm-hmm.
Mine are more. My glutes right now are more of like what was it that we said? 2 pancakes nailed to a board,
and mine are covered in Nutella.
right.
Mine are crepe covered in Nutella.
That's a crepe.
We love a good crepe.
I'm like a strawberry with a little chocolate sauce kind of guy.
Oh yeah. I hope you don't have strawberry probably coming sugar out of your pancakes though. But you might want to consult
like a stuffed pancake.
Oh my god!
This week at IHOP.
That makes me want IHOP, dude. The IHOP in Muncie selling for like $3.5 million.
Wait, what?
Because it's like it's in the top like 97%. Maria sent me something. They're trying to sell it, and it's like this is one of the top 97% in the country. Like
because
IHOPs.
Like Muncie is like so loves chain food so much that like that's like the best IHOP in the country. For
and
IHOPs.
They have like a bunch of college kids who I don't know how they even get there because they have to drive.
Because we don't have a Denny's in Muncie.
That's true.
There's no other diner thing that's like gonna get hungover college students.
Yeah, that's there's not really a lot of diners in Funts. Like Bruner's, they're not gonna go to the South Side for that.
Big Mac or Max, what's it called?
Oh, Max. Yeah, but that's not really, that's like a fast food diner.
But that's still hungover food.
Oh, for fucking sure. Max,
that's cheap as hell.
It's like $1.50 for B's and G's.
They pay you to eat their biscuits and gravy.
It's technically radioactive waste. They just put it under.
They just put pork sausage in it.
Pork sausage gravy over it. Like, is it yellow cake?
I'm not going to lie. That always makes me think of that Dave Chappelle sketch where he's like the president and they're like talking about yellow cake and the guy has a napkin full of like literal yellow cake, not like plutonium. And then there's another guy standing behind him like, don't drop that cake. Don't drop that cake.
I don't remember this.
It's one of the ones where he's like the president. He's like the black president.
Oh, yes. I love it. He like discovers aliens. He finds a cure for AIDS. Yeah.
Anyway. And
that's a good one.
That's insane to me that speaking of restaurants selling for too much, we've been watching Kitchen Nightmares, the older ones. And some people buy restaurants for so much money and then they're instantly in debt. And then obviously they need Gordon to help them repair it or whatever. But
I feel like I would only buy or go into the restaurant industry as a retirement job if I like hit the lottery. Like I wouldn't like work, like use my hard-earned.
You have to know this
to
is
it.
About to go down the drain. I'm just doing this for
right,
fun.
Right, exactly. Like 50% of restaurants end in the first year they're open.
I know. And then only so many can be lucky enough to have Gordon Ramsay come in
right.
and fix their business model or whatever.
Right. Well, also like these people don't have any like formal business degrees that they understand like, you know, business.
It's a profit thing, kid.
It's a profit thing, kid. You have no teeth.
He doesn't know what dental things are, apparently.
He's none of the dental person. He's a rabid anti-dentite.
Let's just say he's dentally challenged.
Oh, my God. Okay. That was a personal attack, and I felt hurt. I feel hurt.
Wait, why?
That's what Gretch used to say about me. I'm dentally
Wait,
retarded.
Wait, she said that about
he
you?
Said I was dentally retarded.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I was talking about the toothless man who tried to sell his overpriced cotton candy at a baseball
that is correct.
Game.
But my mom, because I didn't lose my baby teeth until super late. That's You're why I got braces. Dentally my, late. My mom was like, he's dentally retarded. I was like, Mom, stop.
That is 100% Gretch, too.
1,000% like something
loving, but also insanely offensive.
And then doesn't get when someone calls her out. She's like, what? Oh, we love you, Gretel. Can't wait.
Because not only are you using like an outdated way to, like a derogatory term for people who are have developmental disabilities,
but also people who have dental disabilities, such as
like when people have like really small teeth,
ooh, or they have that one weird like
corn
one
tooth.
Over here. What's it called? Oh yeah, it's like a corn tooth, but it's like twice as thin as the other ones.
When it's just like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where he has.
Oh,
the triangle
yes.
shark tooth, and it's like, damn.
Yes,
what
Charlie.
Happened to your teeth?
Some weird little German actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dear, my Liebchen. Let's make chocolate.
We just want to make chocolate.
Augustus Gloop, quit drinking chocolate out of the water.
Anyway.
Anywho's it.
And without further stalling for time.
Without further stalling for time.
So anyway, all the Planet Express crew are spending their money. We do love at the beginning, there's a part where... as everyone's receiving their tax return, like a crackhead on the street is like, no more cheap crack houses for me. And he walks up to a, what's labeled a crack mansion yeah. and a butler is like, opens the door for him. He's like, shall I pre-warm sir's crack pipe?
Yes, that is one of my favorite lines. So there are some good one-liners, but they're not funny. They're just ones that stuck with us, I would say.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's void of that, but I feel like there have been some episodes we watched this season where there's just a lot of really good pun kind of one-liners going on.
I think those are called pun-liners. Okay. New role. But yeah, so basically Zap takes over the Spiderian homeworld, whatever it is. And all the basically treasures just like raped from the land and pillaged. And Nixon, after speaking to his voodoo economist, decided to give the taxpayers a $300 refund in the form of a Tricky Dick fun bill.
And it's just like a $300 bill with Richard Nixon's face on it.
But it's like a digital bill, so which I love this premise.
I do like that idea.
Right? It's like basically
it's like your bus card or like a BART card where it's like...
But it displays the amount you have.
Like in New York, they don't have the NTA. Well, maybe they do now, but when I lived there, they didn't have like you know, BART cards are like credit card, shape and thickness.
Yes.
But in New York, that you just have a paper ticket that's like magnetized, but you can reload that.
You have those on Muni here.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah. You can get them, but like most people have the card, or now I just have it on my phone because
you changed the channel.
I didn't touch it.
Daniel's TV went from playing Hulu on mute to now Hell's
to
Kitchen.
To season two of Hell's Kitchen with some oddly attractive young man who has a ponytail. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing flannel.
That's a long hug.
I wonder if John's trying to watch Hulu on his phone and he just completely changed it. That would be really funny if he did. That was spooky. That was creepy.
That was creepy. Well, it is spook season.
It is, and my apartment is decked out in spookiness.
Yeah, the listeners need to know that Daniel really went all out and apparently had been waiting all summer for his roommate to approve of him putting it up. So we've got some pumpkin lights, a lot of stickers in the windows, a lot of skeletons and ghosts and ghouls, pumpkins decorations on the coffee table.
Oh, yeah, and the lights light up. Don't forget those.
Don't you mess with these besties.
Don't you forget about dim some. And my little ghost, even if I could get up right now, my little ghost, if you click his arm, he does a dance, but it's one of those things where it's like the mechanical thing. Well, you touch it like the craft store or CVS and yeah. You're amused for 3 seconds, but it goes
like,
on for
50.
Yeah, it goes
please
on for
stop.
15 and you're like, ooh, and then you pretend you didn't click it.
It's
walk
like
away.
Our washing machine. It has the notification for when it's done takes like 45 seconds. It's like an entire sonata.
Oh, I love ding, dong, dong, da, da, dong.
Yeah.
Wait, that was
the entirety of the Moonlight Sonata.
Wait, what sound is that? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's
let's get down to business.
No, that's the Dragon's Roar. That's the sound that Tommy plays from his flute, and it's like da, 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 to some
oh
of the Dragon's Roar.
My God.
Deep cut. I can't believe that was the first tune that came to my head.
Your brain is like it never absorbed anything after fifth grade choir.
Times tables? Couldn't tell you. Ghost of John can sing the whole thing.
Every choir, every song we learned in elementary school choir, Daniel remembers all the lyrics.
And I just, again, I hear like a very small like chord progression of like maybe a second and a half. And it like just like, it's that so raving when she goes,
yeah,
and looks into it. And I go back to like when I'm learning this song and I'm like, oh yeah. I think that is autism. I think that's definitely autism.
I don't know what it is.
I think that's 100% an autistic trait.
Either way, you're dentally challenged. I'm just kidding. Your teeth look great now.
I'm getting a good little gap, you know. I'm wanting to bridge that bad boy, close them up, whiten them.
There was a commercial we were seeing for like an Invisalign or some shit like
yes.
that. Smile Direct Club. And there was like this little girl who has like a really big gap in her teeth. And she had some comparison of like, I could fit this in between my teeth. And my girlfriend and I were laughing about it. And later when we saw it, I thought, I couldn't remember what she originally said. And I said, oh, I could stick a deck of cards in between.
Oh my God.
But really what she said was a straw. So.
That's like, who is it? Mo Rocca, who has the giant gap.
Oh my God. I haven't thought about Mo Rocca in forever.
There's a thing.
Because I haven't watched early 2000s Comedy Central or listened to NPR's whatever that show is
yes.
on the weekends.
I think he does it. There's one where Mo Rocca goes to the Reagan Ranch and like goes and talks about Reagan. And you would think Mo Rocca is like a big liberal, but he was like talking about all of Reagan's one-liners and everything. I think it was more of a piece on like presidential history, not like Reagan was so great.
Right.
But he was like, Reagan was famous for his one-liners.
Yeah, Mo Rocca.
Barcelona. I wish I could do that. And I want to see him with hair.
Crazy. We're talking about a guy on Instagram who goes by Crazy Man.
Crazy Man.
And he does this great accent and he like has a crazy Spanish, like as in Spain lisp.
Yes.
For his like Barcelona.
I can't even do it. I can do this, but I can't do this.
I can Spanish.
But I can't speak it.
I think I sent it to you, that clip of like a little Indian boy writing letters, and he's like, W, capital W, little W.
I think you probably sent it to me. I need to clear out my Instagram. When you leave, I'll clear my Instagram.
And someone was like, this is my new ringtone.
Oh my God. So anyways, everyone's going about their business trying to figure out what they're buying. The professor ends up buying a large vat of stem cells so that he can look young for a moment. And
like grosses out the woman who he buys it from. She's like, ugh! And he's just sort of globbing it on.
Smearing it all over her face. But it's like one of those sounds like,
Yeah, the wet sound.
Yes, like imagine a bunch of like, I don't know, macaroni and cheese, mac and cheese in a pot. That's a stem cell rubbing. And Hermes buys his like bamboo boots for his son Conrad. What's his son's name? What's his son's name?
Yeah, Conrad. What's no, Dwight.
Hermes Conrad's his last name. Dwight. Yeah.
I was like, I know Conrad fits.
Conrad fits in that puzzle. And he like basically puts the boots on. They extend up too high. Dwight goes to save him, and then he just starts out of control running around the city.
And then for the rest of the episode, Dwight and Hermes are like stuck up atop these stilts.
Yes.
Like perpetually falling over and catching their balance, and then they can't stop moving.
Right, exactly. As Willie said earlier, Amy spends it on a talking devil tattoo who's just kind of a dick. And then Kif is like one of the nicer ones. I wish they would have said what Zap spent his on. That would have been a good one. But Kif spends his on gifts for Amy, which is like a paddle, a paddle bike.
Yeah, it's like a Leonardo da Vinci looking flying bike.
Yes.
With like wings.
Yes, exactly. And then a little watch that tells the time where they are, which is kind of cool. It reminds me of those rings that.
The mood rings.
No, not mood rings. It's like a heartbeat ring, but if you can feel your partner's heartbeat with it.
Oh.
I don't know how they work, but like, yeah, you can like feel your partner's heartbeat.
You know what grosses me out? That Japanese invention where you can like kiss someone remotely. It's like a silicone.
Oh, the silicone mouth thing.
That's so weird. I mean, I get it, but also that's so weird.
Yeah, that's. Has technology gone too far? Question mark.
Has it gone too far?
Also, how do you not know that that's just an AI in there who's trying to get its lips wet?
I know. That's their prime directive, is to get their lips wet.
That's right. What is it? Directive one, get fish. Directive two, cheese it.
What is the South Park where it's like, step one, steal the shoes.
Oh, step two. Step one, steal underpants. Step two, question mark, question mark, question mark. Step three, profit.
They don't know what to do in between.
So anyways, Bender ends up going to, this cigar establishment and sees all these, fine cigars. One's the King Cooperillo, which we don't really know what it is, but it's $300. And then he sees Le Grand Cigar.
And it's a $10,000 cigar.
Yes. And it's because, it's like got all these special things about it that are preposterous.
It's been rolled by Queen Elizabeth during her wild years.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was like, I would love to hang out with Queen Elizabeth in her wild years.
Yeah.
Because it also, given it airs in, you know, in the early 2000s, that insinuates that as she got older, she had the wild years later. Rather than it being like when she was younger, it's like when she was older.
Right, exactly. She's like 101. God rest her zombie bones, parentheses.
She's toast.
Toast. She's toast. So then we finally get to Zoidberg and what he's doing. And Zoidberg is basically just gallivanting about town, looking at all the things that rich people do and demeaning them. Like,
he's doing like free samples of rich people stuff, basically.
Right. So he goes to like the jewelry store and he's like, "Wow, these are just shiny pebbles." And then he like shakes them off of his mandible?
Tentacles.
Mandible tentacles? Mandible tentacles. Mandible.
Mandibles, tentacles.
Mandibles. Which, oh my gosh, I just saw a picture of him and he's kind of hot now.
Okay, you're gonna have to show me a picture after.
Oh my god.
Not now, yes. After we're done recording. Yes.
I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. And I looked at the name and I was like,
but yeah, so instead of buying the cigar, Bender's like, clearly he's like, I'm gonna steal the cigar. So he just buys $300 burglar's tools from the same guy who's selling cigars.
He asks how much it is, and he's like, I can't afford that. I'll just take the $300.
And then he goes, what time do you guys close?
Clearly obvious.
So Bender steals the cigar, and he's basically saving it to go to Zap's party where they're celebrating, like, all the art that they stole from the Spidarians.
Yes, exactly. One other thing Zoidberg does that I love is he's like at Elzar's restaurant and he gets foie gras and caviar and he's like, what are the goose liver? Fish eggs? Where's the goose?
Where's the fish?
And he like gets up and puts on a top hat, and instead of like scuttling and going whoop whoop whoop, he goes whoop 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 whoop.
A like, distinguished
he's, like,
whoop.
Yeah, it's like he's too fancy for it.
So, meanwhile, during their date, Kif's watch that he had given given to Amy.
I have to grab a Croy.
Oh, Petey's going to get a Croy. He's leaving me on the mic. Hot mic, hot mic. So the watch that Kif gives to Amy falls into the pool. They're flying over like a sea world, and then a whale eats it. So Leela, who has wanted, like we mentioned earlier, wants to go swim with a whale. She offers to feed the whale some like rancid fish so it'll barf up the watch. And once it does, Kif jumps in very expertly, I might add, and gets the watch, but then is arrested because he's got aquarium property. Does that sound good?
That was clean. Yeah. That was crisp. And let's get a little.
Ew.
Zima.
And we need to bring Zima back, by the way.
Bring Zima back. Remember that drink from like the early 2000s? The Elements drink, and they had like little bubbles in it?
Elements.
It was like rain, and it was like a clear white one, but it had like little bubbles in it. It was like pre-boba.
Wait, what?
Remember those?
No.
It had like little like chewy bubbles in it, and they were like different colors. One was like yellow, one was like blue. It was called like something. It was fizzy. Oh, fuck. No, the Elements were different, but the fizzy one was there.
Have you seen that video of like a gay guy who's like, okay, I love milk tea. And my friend told me to get the babas like, in it.
What's this?
With the babas. And he drinks it fully, not knowing that like what boba is. And he goes, like instantly spits it out. Oh my God, I think I just choked on it.
Oh, wait, I'm getting so much feedback. Did I fix it?
Uh-oh.
Did I fix it? Okay, I think I fixed it. Okay, I think we're good. Ho, 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 ho. See if this is working. Can you hear me? Is this working? Okay, good. Technical difficulties.
And so anyway, Kif has been arrested, and then it turns out that he's covered in ambergris. Or excuse me, ambergris.
Oh yeah, ambergris. Because it pisses me off that they say ambergris.
Is it French?
Every time.
Is that why it's?
Yeah, it's like French perfume, ambergris.
Well, that's just the French pronunciation.
No, it's the English pronunciation too. Like you're supposed to say
croissant,
crepe,
clip,
or croissant, or
fiancé,
sofa, chair.
Table.
Really?
Bon chance.
Is your dad French?
Really. Bon chance.
Bon chance.
Daniel had a phase where he would just say French words for any type of situation.
Yes. Well, bon chance. Which is just good luck in French, I think.
Yeah.
Those were
it
the days.
It directly translates to good chance.
Oh, bon chance. I think I learned that from Quantum of Solace in 2006 because they're in Monte Carlo and he spins the thing.
Oh, and he says bon chance.
Bon chance.
I do like the dealers in Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
The guy who's like talking, who like runs the poker game or whatever. I saw an interview with Mads Mikkelsen. He said that everyone at the table in that scene knew how to play poker except for Daniel Craig, and he was really bad at it. Like they would play games outside of it, and it was...
Me? Am I doing this? I'm just getting like...
What is that for?
It's just like really fucking up. I don't know. It just keeps going like... Okay, I think I fixed it because I just stopped and I moved around a bunch. Okay.
Daniel should not. I can't put my technology around him.
I declare bankruptcy of technological prowess.
Of rupsy.
Oh, God. Anyways.
And our battery is running low, so we need to wrap things up.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so they all end up attending Zap's party to celebrate. And meanwhile, Fry has been drinking his coffee the whole time. And he's drinking his 99th cup of coffee, while Bender smokes his like sort of like fancy cigar and is blowing the smoke into people's faces. At this moment, Hermes and Dwight come in on the stilts and it knocks the chaotically.
Yes.
And it knocks the cigar out of Bender's hands, which then hits one of the tapestries and the whole place erupts in flames.
Yes, exactly. And everyone is freaking out and trying to figure out what happens because all these tapestries are like highly flammable. There's a sign that says tapestries highly flammable, smoke with care. Like, not no smoking, smoke with care. So everyone's freaking out, but Fry needs his 100th cup of coffee because he's like fully gone into like addiction, and he runs at the coffee, drinks it. But like, have you seen that's a movie from like 2006 or 5. Steve Carell plays a squirrel. It's like Backyard something or other. But literally the exact...
Oh, I kind of remember.
And the squirrel's name is like Happy or something. It's like the exact same premise, but they did. I think they ripped it off Futurama. But basically, he's so hyper that like he like turns everything into slow motion, and he's like existing on a much slower plane.
Yeah, and instead of looking like a crazed out, like caffeinated up, like guy who hasn't slept in days, he all of a sudden looks healthy and like he's like glowing.
Yeah,
and he's like moving so fast that everybody else is at slow, and he saves everybody from the fire. He like individually, like the scene in X-Men where Quicksilver is running through like saving people.
Yes. And so we kind of get to the very end where they find Zoidberg outside where he's kind of crying about not being able to even afford one billion dollar tapestry with his $300. And he realizes that the best gift is sharing with your friends. And I thought that was cute.
And I thought that was a very nice message for Zoidy. Yeah. Or, excuse me, Oysters Rockefeller.
Oysters Rockefeller, as they call him. And they all have turkey dogs. And even the rich guy's like, you're never too rich to enjoy a turkey dog.
Which is like... a funny thing, because it's like not, I don't feel like Americans ever talk about turkey dogs.
No, not at all.
But also I love the idea that it's sort of like has that premise of like, oh, even a rich person can enjoy a good hamburger.
Right.
It's a turkey dog.
It's a turkey dog. And the brand is Gobble Wieners.
Gobble Wieners. I bet that hit close to home.
Oh, yeah. Close to... I don't know. I thought there was a gay pun in there. I'm too caffeinated. For my 3 cups of tea.
Yeah, Daniel had like 3 cups of black tea, and he's saying that like he's had like a quintuple shot from Starbucks.
Espresso, yeah. It was a lot for me. What would you rate this epi?
I would rate this epi like a solid 4.
Ooh, okay. I was going to go 4.25. I really liked it.
For me, it's a 4. Like we were saying, it doesn't have a ton of one-liners necessarily, but the plot is really good, and I like... the way that they like weave everything together in the end, you know, because everybody kind of goes off on their own separate ways and then it all comes together. Plus, whenever Zoidy has like heartwarming stuff, I really enjoy that.
Yes, exactly. And like he kind of learns his lesson in the end, and it's always good. Usually it's Fry who does or someone else, but Zoidberg especially, because he usually never does. He's usually like the ancillary character
who's shadow comic all relief. The time.
Yeah. Ah! Oh my gosh.
You've pushed it.
I really did. I don't know what it is. Is it this little button? I don't know. Okay. Well, let's just get to the trivia then.
Here's the thing is I don't have any trivia.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't paying attention to that.
Automatic 100%.
Well, you get 0 out of 0.
Just fucking A, this thing.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what it is. But it's like,
is it literally from those movies?
It's really just like going ham. Okay. I think we're good for the next 3 minutes that we might need. I'll take my 100% automatic because you forfeit.
Yeah, 0 out of 0.
100%.
That's not 100%.
That's a 1. I get a 1. No, you don't get a. You don't get to opt out of trivia.
I'm not opting.
Okay, do you have any trivia then?
No.
Then that is an opt out, and I will take 1 out of 1, 100%.
I'm not writing that down.
I am you? This?
If you remind me at the end of the season, I'll honor it. But if I forget...
You will honor it now. I'm reminding you now.
But I don't have my notebook.
You're going to take that... You're going to fold
that
up.
I'm not taking this home.
I'm going to pull the piece of paper out. You're going to fold it up in your pocket. And I'm going to text you when you get home. How about that?
Why don't you just text me when I get home and I'll put it in my actual notebook that has my...
I'm going to write 100 over every single piece of paper in that, and I'm going to fold it into
a
dress.
Ask me your damn
questions.
Make you... We're going to run out of battery.
What time did the ball start? The ball for all the tarantulon accoutrement.
8 o'clock.
Well done. What are the...
three things that or four things that make the Le Grand Cigar so special.
It's rolled with a piece of the actual U.S. Constitution.
Correct.
It was rolled by Queen Elizabeth in her wild years.
Well, no. It wasn't Queen Elizabeth. It was... it was a different monarch altogether.
Queen... Huh? Excuse me?
Excuse me? Queen Elizabeth did not live in the 21st century.
What?
Queen Elizabeth didn't live in the 21st century. Queen Elizabeth didn't live in the 21st century.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm a stickler for history.
Shut the fuck up.
That's right, Queen Lizzie.
I don't remember the other attributes of it.
It was the tobacco was grown by George Burns, and then space or grave robbing space mushrooms. Right. Yada yada yada.
You know the rest of this.
You know the rest. I'll give you 0.5 because you got half of them.
Okay, I'll take it.
Because you were very kind to give me 100%. Who is sure. the? Who is the? Who is the sewer-dwelling individual we saw make a cameo? It's when they pan down and they go through. And
Wait, at the beginning?
Towards the middle.
Towards the middle. I don't remember. The guy with who's just a leg.
And
a hat.
And the other one.
The one with the third arm.
No.
Coming out of his head. The woman who's like a fish.
Oink. No.
Wait, who? I don't remember.
El Chupanibre.
Oh.
He's like going, chasing the foot guy.
Oh, I don't remember that part at all. Oh,
I
just guessed the guy with the foot.
It was the foot guy. He's literally a foot with a fedora.
He's a leg with a fedora.
Yes. Final question. How many reasons are there that whales kill?
For fun.
Yes, but that is the what?
The fourth reason? The fifth reason.
Yes, the fifth, but you guessed the fourth first. So
I'm not going to beg you like you normally beg me.
Please, Mrs. Calvin, can we please spend the night?
And then I'll say it, and then you'll be like, that's what I was about to say.
Or I was about to say
time
that.
As me.
I was about to say that last time. I can't remember what it was, but I remember being like, damn it, I was so close to saying that. I even just sent you something
on Instagram.
Yeah, you
were, but you shouldn't have said, I give up, and then I'm like, my brain is already.
Coelacanth. And Relicanth.
Pelicanth. We're talking about ancient fish people. No. Okay. Well, that will conclude us for this episode. Thanks for bearing with us with our technical difficulties.
Yeah.
We do want to do more live and in charge, large and in charge records.
Yeah, abso-fruits.
But we do miss some of the creature comforts like the soundboard.
True. And
I need to get new mic cords because clearly one of these is fucked up.
It's a little crispy, but that's okay. Well, you can always
crispy
find us.
Crispy in Poughkeepsie.
Crispy ours.
Crispy. And as always, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/worldoftomorrowpod. It's a great place to support us. We are no longer on Stitcher because that app is dead. So you can find
us
on
I loved it.
Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify for podcasts.
Ja, mein Liebchen. Und, as always,
we'll love you forever.
We'll love you for always. As long as you're listening, our friend you'll be.
Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.
Alvita saying goodbye. Bye!